Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
He's our shepherd. He's our wonderful counselor, the mighty God. The Prince of Peace is he. That is King Lucas. And the title of the song is My Shepherd. And before that, give you the sounds of Ntokozo Mbambo. Power belongs to you. He's our King. He's our Lord and Savior, Jesus. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. At 2 minutes, it is just after 10. Right here on Just For You with you. It's Bongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. I'm honored to be joined now by Artini Ntavisengwebe on the other side. We're talking about the Robapilu gathering, all about mental health awareness. My queen, how are you doing?
Good morning, Sis Bongile. What a privilege for me to be with you this morning after some time.
Yeah, after a very long time, but wait, Imar. And God is so good.
It's just the perfect time.
Yeah, always the perfect time. He's always on time. One would ask you a question. Before the Robapilu gathering started, what made you and the partners, I know the SAPS is also involved in all of this, to say we need to do something about mental health? And I see it's all about also making sure that we have less deaths or zero deaths to suicide. So what were the reasons? Did we see a lot of people taking their lives through suicide?
Let's backtrack a bit. The last time that I was with you in the studio, we spoke a lot about my own journey.
Mm-hmm.
And if people remember, I struggled with mental issues and I attempted suicide 3 times. So you kind of see people walking the path that is very familiar to you and it is home.
Mm.
You know, so when they come through and you have an opportunity to talk to them, people are not so free in terms of disclosing that I'm not well.
Mm.
You know, and then months later, weeks later, we just get a sudden report that this person took their life.
Mm.
And then you look back and you think, but I could have assisted. You know, I could have spotted that there was something wrong here. And it was that nudging for me that said, you know, there's just way too many deaths by suicide. And obviously, it speaks to grassroots level. We can talk about the figures, Bongile.
Mm.
We can talk about people taking their lives, but what is the cause?
Mm.
And if we are to successfully tackle this mental ill, this cancer in our society, we've got to start at grassroots level. What gets people to a point of such hopelessness to say, I just cannot do it anymore. I better, you know, just cash out for me.
Mm. That is so sad, you know, because I was saying that at the beginning with the Radio Pulpit family, that some have taken their lives and they thought there's no help, there's no way out. The best way is to just switch off the lights and go. But now, there are also what you guys call mental setbacks. What are those?
You know, sometimes you go through processes that you think or you encounter wounds that you think you are over, you know, and the saying tends to be like time heals all wounds. But you occasionally get through an experience that really just sets you back and takes you back to the trauma as if it happened yesterday, you know. And when we talk about mental setbacks, it's those things that make it so difficult for you to progress on a daily basis.
Mm.
I can give the simple example of just being overwhelmed. We get people who are so overwhelmed with motherhood, for example.
Mm,
and for some, that doesn't register that it's a mental health issue.
Mm.
It's a mental wellness issue. So you have to take care of the mother, help her to cope with mothering on a daily basis, help her to cope with her daily responsibilities so that they don't derail her life. And it's quite broad. Just coping as well with the responsibilities in the household, responsibilities in the employment space. So that is where we come in and we equip people to deal with what could be potential setbacks to their daily routine.
And do you think that, especially in the Black society, do we understand the issue of mental health issues that are there? Do we understand?
No. You know, at the risk of sounding a bit critical, I've observed that even when we gather people and we say we're going to tackle mental health, it's just but a fraction of what we do. You know, we are still so much concerned with the exterior thing, the exterior aspect of things that we don't go deeper. Mm. It's just a segment, 5 minutes in a broad program. A program that is filled with image consulting. How do you look on the outside? And that becomes the focus. But we take the most integral part of working from the inside to the outside. And we allocate it for 5 minutes. And then we also don't define, eh? We don't define what is mental health. Mm. Because when you speak to people, you realize this person will say to you, you know, I'm always fearful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they can't properly define, or this is anxiety. Mm. So we want to start unpacking the language, you know, having the dialogue and giving it proper names in a way that Black communities will understand that I am dealing with a mental issue here.
Mm. And sometimes we take it very lightly when somebody says they are stressed or they are depressed. Even if we hear it from the doctors, you still find in our families, we still take it very lightly. It's not a serious thing. It's like, yeah, wait, get Zisa, you know? It's not a serious matter. Why do you make a mountain out of a molehill? That's what we do.
Yes. And it's against that exact statement that we are saying now as Rolapelo, we are going to make it an everyday aspect, because it's not enough. It's not enough that people are dying on a daily basis, but we come with such a robust approach, and then we say we've got 16 days of activism in 365 days a year, when people are dying, when men are killing women, when women are abusive to men, and then we want to address that ill in a way that
just in a month's time.
Yeah, it doesn't. Firstly, we say it doesn't exist. And then we say, no, mental health, it's witchcraft. And then we say, no, there's no need for us to consult psychologists. In the Black community, that's a myth.
Sure.
And then we expect to raise a better community, a better nation.
And I also wonder, we have these children whom we find on our streets smoking whatever that they can smoke. And we call them names. But I've learned that these have got a certain journey in their lives, and they are fighting the depression demon, or whatever mental issue demon that they're faced with. Coming either from home. Either from home, from their peers, from life, the disappointment from the decisions that maybe they have made as well, love issues. Nobody talks about people who even take their lives because they love someone. It is like, it's a joke.
That's something I'm quite familiar with, because my first and second suicide emanated directly from that. So what does that tell us now? We've got to operate in a way that we equip, capacitate, and reinforce the inner person. When you know who you are, when the disappointments of somebody else set in, you are able to stand back and say, but this does not define me. This rejection does not speak to who I am. This rejection speaks to where I wanted to go with this person. Unfortunately, it's not a journey that we wanted to share. And the sad part of it, my queen, is that when we account for suicides, 80% of them emanate from relationships, love issues.
Wow.
So we've got to love better. We've got to love from the perspective of Christ. We've got to love as God loves. With the fundamental consideration being kindness. Even if I no longer want a romantic relationship with you, but I can be kind in how I disseminate that information. I can be kind in how we separate. That will go a long way in terms of reducing the suicide that we see.
Sure. Yeah, may the Lord really help us to curb this, to fight this. So in 2024 until now, would you say we had many deaths to suicide in South Africa?
We have not. I don't have the recent figures yet. The World Health Organization will release in October again this year. And then we'll be able to see where Africa is in terms of a continent. However,
are we able to trace South Africa? Are we able to trace South Africa in that Africa?
Yes.
Okay.
We are able to trace that it moves from continent to continent. And then from the continent, we get the figures in terms of South Africa, where we are at. So if we look at what the South African Depression and Anxiety Group reports, the number of calls that they are fielding today is even higher than they had at the time of COVID. So it tells us that mental distress is still at its highest.
And then there is also grief that you're also addressing. Grief. And I'm just thinking, sometimes we meet somebody who's been crying for their partner for 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. It doesn't make sense to us. And somebody would ask a question, what keeps them crying for so long? You would expect that at least after 2 years or a year or 3 years, they would heal. So a person would be going for on and on. Is it because we do not understand, and the people also, or those ones in that space, do not have anyone, or they are not aware that they can talk to someone or get healed? What keeps, talk about that part, the grief where you find it takes a very long time, because I think we all misunderstand.
All right. Let's understand that firstly, there are different stages to grief.
Okay.
You know, to grieving. And then there are different manifestations of grieving.
Okay.
There is the anger phase, there is the bargaining phase, and then there is the questioning phase, why? You know, and then there is the phase where you start to accept. Now, I've observed that in some people, this happens, it can happen at the same time. When the anger and the confusion and the questioning all come at once. And that enables you to deal with what is going on at the same time.
Okay.
But when it doesn't, the person that is experiencing the loss will go into it as the faces present themselves. So you find that firstly, that there's that phase of denial. And then there comes after that, that phase of, you know, why? God, why me? And then that phase of anger. But grief manifests itself differently in each and every person. So what I always recommend is we must be hesitant and reluctant to put our time frames on people. Because we don't know how the manifestation process being unfolded in their life.
My queen, and what about themselves? What about themselves? Because sometimes we also, I'm the one who's going through this, but I put a timeline for myself that I should be healed by, you know, I should have passed here by this time. What about me,
you know,
putting
it? The benefit in doing that is the following.
Okay.
It's the it's self-awareness. While one can cry, it's also very dangerous to cry for a long time. Because it gets to a point where it sets you in a depressive state. So when the longer you cry, the more likely you are to be in that condition without allowing the other faces to come in. And this is an experience that I've had personally, not from a grief perspective, but I went through a very traumatic experience, you know, just last week. And I said to myself, Friday, this past Friday, I said, I'm crying for the last time. Because I realized that I'm slowly slipping into depression. So while experiences will be there and they will be traumatic, it's not that every experience will create depression in your life. It's how and when and how long you allow for it to rule in your life.
So as you're going through all of these, the five stages that you've mentioned, also work yourself towards your healing. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself towards that.
Encourage yourself to be on the journey towards healing. Encourage yourself to be on the journey to get out. However, do not be impatient with yourself.
Okay, but Never be impatient. I wanted to ask you that because I think there's a thin line between being really hard on yourself and loving yourself going through all of that.
It's a very thin line. It's a very thin line. And the danger of it is that if you do not allow a process, any specific stage of the grief to unfold completely, you run a risk of what? Suffering a setback later on in life. Because we will all go through triggers, eh? We will all go through, you will experience a triggering moment that wants to take you back to feeling the pain as if it happened yesterday.
Okay, a person here says, a family member, sorry, says, Swangile, as the Arteni, I buried my father 10 years ago, but I found myself after 11 years crying when I thought I had healed. I remembered some of the things that happened back then and I cried as though I lost him now. What's happening there?
You know what I want to caution and highlight at the same time is the fact that we tend to have this saying of time heals all wounds. Time doesn't necessarily heal. Time makes it easier for you to live with the pain.
Okay.
That is what time does. And it says that, you know, in as much as we believe that with time I will be able to cope, there are triggers that will come into the play and they will cause you to view the loss as if it happened yesterday. And I'll give you an example.
Mm.
When you've got 10 years of such a loss and then you meet someone talking about their father, or you observe a relationship, an interaction between a father and a child, it triggers the loss.
Okay.
All over again. And then you start to mourn as if it happened yesterday. You mourn for what you have lost. You mourn for the future that you planned. You mourn for what you were looking forward to. You mourn for the grandparents that you hope your children could experience in your father.
Okay.
So when triggers happen, they will take you back.
Mm. All right. My queen, I think you owe us big time. I'm going to say that openly so that you come back. But you owe us big time. You can't just speak to us so little. We need more.
You know, radio people is always at home for me.
We need more. All right. So I understand that this coming Friday, you're tackling these issues. Tell us about the strategies that are used at the gathering at Rulapilu whenever you gather. So what happens?
You know, our gatherings are mainly geared at empowering and raising awareness. Like I said, most people do not even recognize the mental ills that they have within themselves. So we come at the lowest level in terms of meeting the people where they are. Firstly, in terms of the language, we want to do away with the language barrier. So we tend to observe the communities that we are going into and make sure that we approach them in a language that they understand, firstly. And secondly, the gatherings are in such a way that we allow for personal interaction. There are people who will want to speak to me personally, and then there are people who will feel that when I am on the stage and I have spoken, they feel that they have been catered for. So it's a very open approach. And then secondly, we are having activities that are mental health alleviation activities. You know, simple activities that we teach on journaling. We also have activities that we teach on painting. We also teach on exercising. Something as simple as exercising can help one's mental health. So then also involve the police as well, who take and restore confidence of people in their system, because most people have suffered trauma, but they no longer have the confidence to stand up and approach the relevant authorities. And a further aspect of it is the musical element.
Mm.
I believe that music heals.
Okay.
So that is why when we travel, we will have your gospel musician who will minister to the people. And of course, I don't want people to leave with the not being able to see psychologists and not being able to see social workers who form a critical part of what we do. We believe that there is a strategy in terms of healing. We believe that God is the source of our healing,
okay,
and the word of God is the source of our healing. But there is a strategy that a psychologist and a psychiatrist and a social worker, depending on which level you are, can assist you to adopt towards your healing.
We have Tani Madeline on the line, one of my beautiful queens. Hi, Tani, how are you, Ma?
I'm fine, thank you. And I'm listening to your co-host. And I'd just like to share my story.
Yep.
You know, my husband had Alzheimer's, and I cared for him. And it's a long period, you know.
Mm.
And he passed on in the most beautiful way. But I just want to share having Radio Pulpit as my companion. And you and all those, you know, who share messages. When my husband died, I said, Lord, what now? And God gave me a word in Psalm 32, which says, now I will direct and teach you in the way that you must go, and I will guide you with my eye. and also wait on the Lord patiently, and He will strengthen your heart.
Mm.
Well, I took those words, and God was directing me, but I just could not stop crying. Mm. My heart was so broken. I still miss Him today, you know,
mm.
but I realized that it was about 3 years that, you know, sometimes I had to put a pillow in front of my mouth because I had to sort of scream out the pain,
yeah.
I had, the loss. And then I prayed and said, Father, this is not right. I am sick. After I have, you know, I have those times. And one morning I just switched on Radio Pulpit,
mm-hmm.
and Janine said, I've got a message for somebody for now.
Hmm.
And go and read Psalm 40, verse 1. And it says, now, it's exactly what happened to me. It said, I waited for the Lord patiently.
Yeah.
And He heard my cry.
Wow.
And He inclined to me.
Yeah.
And He brought me up out of a horrible pit. That was the pit of sorrow and pain. He pulled me out that morning, out of that. And I put my foot on a rock and a new song in my mouth.
Wow.
So I just want to thank Radio Pulpit. I want to thank the lady on the show and our dear queen.
Thank you, my queen.
And Radio Pulpit, really. After that morning, you know, I didn't sort of stop immediately.
Wow.
The pain was away, mm-hmm. was gone, and that I could sing songs again
wow.
in my life and have peace and happiness.
Wow.
Thank you for the time.
Thank you, my queen.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
And love God bless to you all and everyone.
Love you.
That suffering from depression and pain.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That is Danny Madeline. That is my queen, our queen, Madeline. Ah, see what you're doing is very important, Mara Attorney Ntavisang.
You know what? She couldn't have been, you know, more correct. It's what I said. You know, you've got to realize the sorrow is now taking over your
mm-hmm,
life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the knowledge of God becomes so integral. And I must say that as Rolapelo, we stand on what God is able to do and on what the healing that He's able to provide. And, you know, going back to relying on the Lord, the Bible says to us that they cried out to Him in their time of distress. And He sent His word to heal them. So in as much as I want to encourage people to seek alternative measures of healing, let's begin with the word. It has the full ability to heal us.
Amen to that. I know I have to let you go, but I'm so jealous. You have to come back. So if I want to know more about Rolapelo, I want to be there on Friday. I'm going through something. I need healing. I need to talk to counselors. I need to be in that space. How do I get hold of you guys?
Please
for more
call
information.
Our offices.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Our offices are available on 072-906-4451. You are more than welcome to contact us. And 082 as well, 504-2027. Those numbers, you will be able to get, you know, in contact with any of the counselors that are available for the help that you need. Also, giving more information into what is happening at Mamelodi on the 11th. So we will be at plot Ufontein, at Ufontein plot 123. It's easily accessible from the Zambezi Road. Just after the Bavian's Court prison, there is a slipway that takes you right to where we are at. Please, guys, do come through. We've seen remarkable testimonies from people who say, I came heavily and, you know, laden, but as I leave, I got the answers to all that I need for my healing. And for any other queries on Rolapelo, our emails are available. It's rolapelo@ntabisengwepe.com. And, of course, on my socials, you will be able to get the full handle and more information that maybe people get the spelling wrong. And my handle on Instagram, it's Ntabisengwepe with an N-G-O-E-P-E. And on Facebook, the same. You can also check on Facebook, Rolapelo Gathering.
All righty then. You spoke about some artists who will be coming as well to minister. And yes, I know it's free for everybody. It's open. It's a free thing. And you are on a tour. Now you're focusing on Gauteng. That's where you're going to be in Mamelodi. So which are the artists who are coming with you this time around to come minister in song?
Of course. We've got gospel musicians, Kujo Malete. He's a seasoned musician and with a project out. We've got Dr. Winnie Mashaba, very well known, also in the gospel circuit music. And then we've got Pleasure Chamanyalo. We've got Swafu Chamanyalo as well. And there will also be me. I'm not a singer, but I think I will definitely try my best. And then there'll also be Franz Mwepe. And we've got other speakers as well from the SAPS, from Stanza Mubabi Clinic, from the Department of Health. So, guys, come through. It's an event you're not going to regret. It's a free entry event. You have no excuse.
Yeah, especially all of us are going through some things. Siyagowisha.
Definitely.
Sonke siyagowisha.
We are all gowishing, eh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's all come and gowish together 11 o'clock on Friday.
All right, then. Thank you so much for talking to us, my queen. May God awesomely bless you. Thank you for loving his people the way you do and making sure that you reach out to them. May he take care of your needs while you take care of his people. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
And yes, my family, if you'd like to know more, you can just look for Rolapelo, R-O-L-A-P-E-L-O. You can separate the two. R-O-L-A space P-E-L-O on your social media platforms. And the numbers, if you'd like to find out more, 072-906-4451 or 082-504-2021. Make sure that you do not carry alone. There is help out there. There's love out there. There's restoration. God uses people to heal his people. And yes, with that which is broken, God is able to take broken material and put it together again. He is, after all, the potter, and we are in his hands.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.